Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock. Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
This is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode, we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is no welcome mat. This is episode 239, and Tom is not here to do the intro with me because we recorded all this stuff last week at Glory Hole Studios right after we were done with Thomas. The show's a little short. It's about an hour, maybe a little less, but we think it's good, so we think you'll enjoy it. So without further ado, here's the recording from the other night at Glory Hole Studios.
You're all sick!
Oh, be nice!
Oh, my son doesn't stand a chance. The whole world's gone gay!
Oh my God, what's happening now?
We work hard. We play hard.
This story is from the Raw Story. Texas judge will perform same-sex weddings, but only if couples acknowledge his anti-LGBT beliefs. This guy is such a fucking douchebag. A Texas judge, he knows he's going to have to do it, right? He's a justice of the peace in Denton, in Texas. And he basically is saying, like, yeah, listen, I'm going to go ahead and do these marriage ceremonies. I've got to do them, but you got to sign off on me saying I'm begrudgingly marrying you.
It's funny because... that's in the article. It's in the article that this is linked to.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I go to the site that this is linked to, that language is taken off of that particular form now.
Oh, it is.
So the form, the PDF form that's actually on their thing, does not include, while we may not necessarily agree, we accept Judge Piazza's position on same-sex marriage, accept the conditions expressed above, and understand that there will be no discussion regarding his position before, after, or during the ceremony. That is not on this form anymore. Does not exist.
Really?
That's it. I looked it up today. I went to try to find the form, and there's also a thing that links to him that says, please do not contact the judge about current lawsuits that are happening, I think, based on this particular form.
Wow.
Yeah, he says don't contact him about any of his positions, basically, is what it says. So, because there's an email link on the website. So I went to dig this up, and I couldn't find the actual document that they're talking about because
that's
it's been changed.
Yeah, because they took it down. Because...
well, because I think at a certain point, you know, once the internet finds out about it,
right,
you're fucked. You're basically fucked. Everybody's going to send you an email. I mean, look what happens when some jagoff doesn't, you know, let somebody into his restaurant or post something stupid about pizza or,
you know,
whatever it is, immediately...
the attack dogs hit.
The Yelp reviews go down. Suddenly the Yelp, it just gets destroyed in Yelp. It gets destroyed in all the other review sites that are out there. Their Facebook page gets blown up by all this stuff. So I'm sure what this guy experienced was a total unadulterated backlash of internet rage.
What do you think about that backlash? What do you think about... I want to hear what you think about it first. I'm curious.
You know, if he said these words, because I can't find proof. All we have is what we have is proof from the Raw Story and from the article that they link to, which is a television space. It's a television newscast. So it's not like – I don't think that somebody's making this up. I think this was actually on his form.
But let's assume that he
said it.
Yeah.
I think you do bring about when you say something like this, when you say something out into the world like this, and it's not just affecting you, it's not just you being an idiot, it's not just you. This isn't a comment on a Reddit thread.
Right.
This is a person who's in charge of doing something for the public. I feel like if somebody's going to contact you from outside, especially for an elected official, and personally, I would never listen to anybody who wasn't from my district. If I was an elected official, and this happens all the time, there's constantly people sending emails when a congressman in fucking that runs for the state in like Wyoming says something completely insensitive. Tons of people from all over the world will send them email.
Yeah, right.
As a person who was, if I was running in that district, I wouldn't pay attention to literally any of the email unless it came from the people in my district. Like, right. Those are the people I care about. The rest of the people I don't care about.
Sure.
So I could see the same thing happening with him. Do people have the right to send it? Sure. Should people send it? You know, if it makes you feel better, whatever. But if I were him, I wouldn't pay any attention to stuff that comes from places that can't elect me again.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I would react if I were him. Do I think that it's okay to send somebody like this email and sort of badger them? I don't think it's okay to do anything that's not sort of their public face. So I think if they were to go on like their private Facebook page,
totally inappropriate.
I think that's inappropriate. Dox them, put their name and address out there. I think that that's inappropriate. This guy already has a name and address. It's for his work. If you want to send this guy a letter, I don't think that that's a problem.
Yeah, I agree, because it's the only reason I care that he has this stance is because he has this job.
That's the job.
Right?
Yeah.
If he doesn't have this job and he has that stance, then he's just some random asshole.
Schmuck. And who cares?
And what business? Like it can't affect anybody with his nonsense. So who gives a shit? So I agree that, like, his public persona is the one that is open for commentary.
Yeah.
I like the Yelp. I like the I'm going to call him a Yelp attack or like the whatever.
Sure, yeah.
I like that. I like the review. I like the way that the internet has created a way for us to review everything.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's through Yelp or, you know, whether it's by expressing on somebody's Facebook page or public Facebook page, you know, not the private
page. Yeah.
Their public Facebook page or whatever. I like that shit because I feel like, you know, if this was 35 years ago, he could have gotten away with this shit in some small town in Texas. You know, people get away with this crap in other parts of the world that don't where people don't have access and they can't push back and then they can't create a stir, you know, and they can't like let everybody know. It's like putting a fucking great big neon sign in front of somebody's, you know, business or in front of and they bring it on themselves and they do this shit. It'd be like, you know, if the Westboro Baptist Church decided to picket Glory Hole Studios, as long as they were attacking my public face, because I've created a public face through this show, right? So as long as they were going after my public face, our cognitive dissonance page, not my private Facebook page, I'd be like, fine, come at me, bro.
Yeah.
I'm good with that. Right. I'm comfortable with that because I know that I've put myself out there and I've said certain things. I think it's good for the world.
The problem I have with the internet is that sometimes people just like don't get the right information.
Yeah, right.
And then they go out and do something stupid.
Yeah,
like
that's
what
true.
Happened with those bombers, the Boston bombers on Reddit. Do you remember?
Fucking debacle.
They like chased after all those people, like, and they fucking were like, this guy is the guy, and they're sending out pictures.
It's the wrong person,
and it's just awful. So I think that stuff, like when the internet sometimes gets its fucking sleuthing hat on, it has fucking completely failed. So I'm a little worried about, you know, people witch hunting for no. And then sometimes they'll say something on the internet, and it's not completely true, or you're not getting the whole story.
There's a lot of bad fact finding.
And then you'll just, the person will get hammered, and then you'll be like, wait, what? Well, that person got hammered. Well, that wasn't what they meant.
Right.
But it's too late at that point. Because sometimes you only see part of the video, or you see, you know what I mean? So
there's some minuses to it that are pretty significant.
There's definitely significant minuses. What do you think? I mean, one of the things that kind of drives me crazy is that it's like, this guy says in here, it says, it's my personal belief that individuals who want to conduct a marriage ceremony understand my convictions.
Why?
What the fuck? That is like a vegan running a fucking, like a steakhouse.
Right.
Be like, here's your steak. Enjoy your colon cancer. What an asshole. Like, fuck off. Who cares what you think? Could you imagine somebody coming in and just screaming that shit at you? You'd be like, I don't fucking want to hear you.
Yeah. And it's like, when I read that, my first thought was like, you as a person are in irrelevance to this transaction.
Yeah.
You as a professional are relevant to the transaction. If you can't
only
draw
in the sense that you're going to sign a thing.
Right.
Like, I don't give a fuck what you have to say.
Right. But that's like, if you can't, if you are so fucking dim-witted that you can't draw a strict line of demarcation between yourself personally and yourself professionally, then you don't belong in a profession.
Right.
Like, you need to go. This is not a job for you. Fucking you're bad at this. You're not. You go away. Why would I give a shit about your personal convictions? Do you not understand that when you are at work, you are simply a flesh tool?
Yeah.
Your job is to, you are a tool. You accomplish
this
things.
Guy,
people leverage you.
The only thing he is a signature.
Right.
That's it. Like, all he is a signature on a document that I need done. And maybe a seal. Maybe a seal and an official document.
Right.
That's it.
He's literally a tool. He's just performing a thing.
You're Kinko's, dude.
Right.
I don't give a fuck about you.
Right.
Shut up and marry me. It's none of your fucking business.
It's like, well, I don't like it. Well, fucking who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
I don't.
What are you going to quiz me on whether I'm going to fuck her in the ass later? It's none of your fucking business, dude.
It'd be awesome if it was just like, well, I don't like your marriage. Well, fucking, I don't like your marriage.
Yeah.
The fuck do I care?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah, I don't like you. I don't like your head.
Yeah, you seem like kind of an asshole.
Yeah, who cares about you? That's the thing is that, I think, breeds from the narcissism that is religion, right?
Right.
That is an all-encompassing God thinks fucking what I say. Like, I'm a special snowflake to God. That's the thing is they all think they're a goddamn special snowflake and that their fucking opinion somehow matters.
Yeah.
And the reason why they think it matters is because they're channeling their God through themselves, right? They're saying, I represent this God. Well, fucking, he can either come to the table or he can shut the fuck up.
Yeah, well, how did you get his proxy?
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing I always wonder. Like, how did you specifically earn God's proxy? I'm a fucking speak for God. Well, I gotta tell you what, motherfucker, my ears are open.
I know what it is. You gotta have jowls.
Well, I've got the jowls. I'm good to go. I gotta clean those things separate. Yeah.
Get a power wash underneath them. Are you kidding me?
I have like enormous industrial Q-tips to reach back into the fleshy folds.
I actually hired two old. They were walrus washers at the zoo. I hired them to scrub me down because they were so good at it. Right? They knew what to do. They knew the parts they had to get.
Right?
They had to lift
the specialized
flaps.
Brushes.
And they had to lift certain flaps. And they had all the tools. They had all the tools in order to clean me properly. Now I can go to any convention I want, and I'm not the stinkiest.
And
you're
not getting kicked out. Yeah. Sir, you are among the middle tier of stinky. As it turns out, no, you're not top tier. You're not. It's not all fucking roses up in there. But we don't expect that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's. I mean, when you
there's
actually
gonna
have to
be some Famunda cheese under there for sure.
When you actually have to have people with a series of ropes and pulleys lowering themselves into your crevasses.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Then there's always gonna be some issue.
There's some sort of wax excavating that has to happen.
That's demonic, everybody. It is absolutely demonic.
So this story is from Right Wing Watch. Anti-gay pastor warns of contracting the sodomite demon at restaurants on dates. It's Manning, dude.
Dude, Manning is the best. Okay, so let's listen to Pastor Manning.
Yes, let's listen to me. Listen to my show.
He looks
it's
like
a great show. Hey, hey, hey.
All right, so this is Chicken Bone Manning talking about sodomite.
I want to ask you if you have ever been injected with the sodomite demon.
Oh, yeah, we're already right there. That's how he doesn't fucking waste any time.
Oh, my God.
He's like immediately injecting people with the sodomite.
Here we go. There's
demon.
Not even any foreplay before he injects me with the sodomite.
He didn't even fucking like put any like lube on there. He's just like, no, I'm not going to get you in the mood. I'm just going to inject
slip
you
a
with
finger in or something, buddy.
Can you at least blow in my ear for 30 seconds? Can you do something?
Have you ever had that demon injected in you? Now, I tell women, I preach this all the time in our church. I say, you know, if you have sexual intercourse with a man and he plants his semen inside of you, that semen, whether it makes you pregnant or not, enters into your blood system.
Wait a minute. It does?
Well, it enters into your blood system and then there's semen in your veins.
Wait a minute. I had no idea that my semen entered into a woman's blood system. Her blood system?
What he means to say, Tom.
What does he mean to say? Is that
it passes the blood-brain barrier, and then you got semen on the brain. And then the only thing you can think about is the semen lattes from the Starbucks. You see, that's why you wake up in the morning craving the semen lattes. Because you got the semen literally on your brain, swimming around in there, you know?
God.
Okay, well, that's what he meant. And I was going to tell you that, but you figured it out already. Jeez.
So your womb is a place for the receptacle, and it goes into your blood system. And whatever he has in his blood is in your blood.
I have blood in my blood. That's what I keep in my blood.
What if he has sickle cell anemia? Does that go in my blood? What if he has hemophilia in his blood? Does that go in my blood? No, those are genetic, fuckhead.
It turns out,
no, that's not true. Now, I understand what he's saying, which is, you know, if someone has some sort of disease inside of them that is transmittable through sex, then there is a possibility that you can get it. But he's just too stupid to even say that.
No, we mix bloods. We blood change. We're blood interactive. That's what we...
it's like when you walk in, you're just like, all right, hon, let's just get the fucking needles out and just put
just
blood between each
start
other.
Blooding
doesn't even
each
matter
other.
What my fucking blood type is.
I'm just going to fuck my wife in the blood next time.
Thank goodness I'm AB positive, right?
I'm just going to fuck her right in the heart. Right in her beating heart.
I'm going to pump it for you, hon. Do you have to count when you do that? Are you like, one, two, three, four?
Wait, why are you still counting?
One, two, three. Oh, yeah. You got one. All right, I'm done.
Done and done.
All right, high five. Woo.
It's like a pick line of disappointment.
And for instance, if he has a disease in his blood through his semen, and the semen is the cream of the blood.
Well, that's how you make your lattes, with the cream of the blood.
It's the cream of the blood.
It rises to the top. You see, if you let blood sit out, you get semen on the top of your blood.
Did you say semen is the
cream of your
blood? Cream of your blood?
Yeah, sure it is. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
It's amazing.
What the fuck
it's
is
amazing.
Happening?
I love this man.
What the fuck does that even mean?
It doesn't mean a thing.
The cream of your
the
blood.
The cream of your blood. So if you were wondering what the cream of your blood was, if you were sitting, if ever you pondered, I know there must be a cream of my blood. But I don't know what it is.
There must be.
No, then you find out later. Oh, it's the semen is the cream of my blood.
I had no idea what the cream of the blood was.
Yeah, I thought it was chicken noodle soup was the cream of my blood.
Semen is produced by the blood. It is the cream. It is the...
No, wait. Fucking...
Semen is everything is by your blood.
Everything you say is wrong.
What does that even mean?
Your prostate and your fucking testicles are like, what are we
what
doing?
What do we do?
Well, I had a say in this. Otherwise, I'm just superfluous.
Are you saying I'm not getting a raise again this year? Is the blood taking the credit for all my work again?
Goddamn vestigial testicles.
It is the power. It is the cream of blood. That's just no other way to say it.
It's a cream of blood.
He can't even like articulate it. He starts to say it. It's the power. It's the look. It's just the fucking cream of the blood. Okay.
Right? What is it so hard for you to understand?
The fuck is wrong with you? Fucking what the fuck? Didn't know that.
You're not educated. Okay. All right.
It isn't blood itself. It is even more powerful than blood. It can actually produce life, semen.
More powerful than blood? How much power does it have? Three powers? How many powers does my blood have? What power does my blood has no power. My blood's I don't have like horsepower in my blood. You can't start a car with my blood.
You might be able to make a battery out of it.
Right, well, yeah, right. Like what is the power of my blood? Are you like a wizard? You're gonna use it to cast a magic spell?
You're gonna fucking summon a demon.
The power of my blood.
It's demonic.
But if your blood, if a man puts his semen in you, I teach women that, and if it's disease, you're going to get that disease.
Or you might not.
Or you might not. Yeah. Because, like, let's say as AIDS, you have, and I looked this up earlier, you have a 1 in 1,250 chance of getting HIV from unprotected sex as a woman and a man having sex with you. So a 0.08%.
No, you're going
chance.
To get it.
Yeah.
You're going to get it. Everything is 100% not only transmissible, but transmitted.
I love that it's just like, you're going to get the disease.
You're going to absolutely
you
get
know,
it.
There's a chance you can get it. And that's not a good, I mean, to be honest.
Why
1,200? I certainly wouldn't, like, if somebody was like, hey, if you got to walk out to your car tonight, there's a 1 in 1,200 chance you're going to get AIDS. Be like, I'm staying here.
Yeah, right. This is a good,
I don't want that.
Fine
you
here.
You know, that doesn't sound like it'd be fun. So yeah. I understand, you know, you want to warn people against it, but that's not true. Yeah. It's just blatant. Well. I mean, well, I guess when you start out with fucking semen is the cream of blood, it can only go downhill from that point.
Maybe it's the cream of the corn. I don't know. Oh. It's kind of the same.
Semen is a cream.
You ever have like cream corn from a can? It kind of looks like semen in
it
there.
It does. Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever ejaculate and shoot corn kernels out your penis?
You're coming to like corn. Like, I don't remember yeah, having
like,
corn.
Oh, ow! Oh, ow! Oh, ow!
Worth it every time.
I'll tell you though, in the porn, it just looks disgusting when it's sort of like falling, like the corn kernels are falling off their face.
You got whatever that is, whether it's AIDS or syphilis or one of these other diseases, you're going to get it because it's going to go right into your blood system, right through your vagina, right to your womb. If a man injects himself in you, if a man injects himself in another man, and injects his semen into him, and he's crazy, then that's going to get in his blood as well.
Wait a minute. Crazy is
crazy,
a sexually transmitted
crazy
disease?
Is now a blood-borne pathogen.
Oh, for all those doctors that diagnose you with a bad case of crazy.
Well, last week I got vaccinated for the crazy.
Yeah.
I'm
so sorry to tell you this, ma'am, but your husband has crazy.
He doesn't have crazy. He has the crazy.
He has the crazy.
Don't be ridiculous.
Has your husband been to a lot of truck stops? Because he may have contracted the crazy from the gay sex.
And if demons are in him, then those demons, you're going to get penetrated by demons. You're going to get penetrated by demons.
So okay, it's double penetration then.
So Tom, I want to reiterate, you're going to get penetrated by demons.
Yes. Well,
that doesn't sound great, to be honest.
If I mean, maybe they've got a better foreplay game than fucking Manning, though. You know, I mean, that's
just immediately right in there.
I'd like to meet the demon, you know. Yeah. I'm not saying no.
Look, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, even the kissing of someone who has demons in their blood, that saliva can give you a disease.
Saliva.
Saliva. That's because it's hot. It's lava.
Saliva.
Saliva. That's why demons have hot mouths.
Yeah. So are the demons completely like, how does that demon work? Like, is it like little demon homunculuses that like live in your saliva in every molecule?
God,
or
you're so fucking stupid. You are the fucking stupidest person
or
ever.
Is it one demon that's Tom shaped and sized, and they like breaks off little pieces of himself and sends them out with me with my saliva?
See,
or?
Tom, let me explain this to you. Semen is the cream of the blood.
Oh, fuck it. God damn it.
I posted up on our announcement board that sodomy is metastasized here in Harlem, and people in restaurants and out on dates need to be very, very careful. Why am I saying all of this? I'm saying this to say to you, perhaps you first got introduced to these demons in your life, sodomy, when you had no defense.
What? When done right, there is no defense.
That whole thing is fucking clip gold.
That's amazing.
It is clip gold. I'm gonna spend more time working on pulling clips out of that than I am working on the show this week.
It's 2.5 minutes, and 2 minutes and 29 seconds of that is fucking perfect.
It's amazing.
It's just straight.
I can't wait until we introduce nearly every segment with
this guy.
Semen is the cream,
Of the blood.
Of the blood. Hey, hey, hey.
And there is no scientist or doctor that can validate you can get anything out of the rectum other than waste, refuse, and death. There is no life.
So this story is from Right Wing Watch. It's also Pastor Manning, anti-gay preacher, Supreme Court justices blackmailed by secret gay lovers. We just have to hear it.
All right. So this is the very best thing about this is that this comes from True News. So, of course, it has our best friend Rick Wiles. But he's interviewing Pastor Manning.
I know.
I mean, this is like fucking the Reese's cup
of crazy.
Of fucking semen in the blood. I mean, this is just amazing. So this is True News.
Do you think that they gave each other the crazy by having the gay sex? It's possible.
They both have the crazy.
I don't want to rule it out.
This man who wrote the opinion and who gave the swing vote to legalize same-sex unions in defiance of what the Word of God says, in clear defiance of what the Word of God. But beyond that, for those that are atheists and don't believe the Bible, this family, this heterosexual, this man with woman, has dominated this planet from spear to spear, from sea to shining sea.
Wait, did he say spear to spear?
From spear to spear. Did he? The only thing I can think he thinks he means is from sphere to sphere. But
there's literally only one sphere.
What is he saying? From spear to spear?
I have no idea.
Does he think there's two Earths? See,
one Earth is the cream of the Earth.
And every inch of ground of this planet has been dominated, and all of the universe, all of this planet has agreed universally for the years that we've lived on this earth that is a man and a woman. For the Supreme Court to do that.
Except for the times we didn't.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Except for the people that don't agree with that and have always not agreed with that. And then the animals,
and then the animals that don't.
That have, yeah, homosexual relations. Who cares? Like, not everything. It's just the same thing as the you can't put a garage in a car or whatever. Like that fucking total goofball from last week.
A garage in a garage, yeah. And make a garage.
It's like you can't make a garage out of cars. Right. So gay people don't love each other, yeah, or whatever he
exactly.
said, you know?
Yeah.
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 It's a light bulb.
Light bulbs, yeah, are fucking, it's a universal concept. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is like, how many different ways can they say that it's wrong?
Yeah, right.
They're always trying to lean back to, don't you see how natural things
it's
work?
It's a naturalistic fallacy.
Like, don't sure. you yeah. see it's not natural?
Right.
They don't tend to think about all the things that we do that aren't natural. Like communicating through electromagnetic fucking pulses, right? You know, like like using a radio
sure.
to communicate. Because I think he's on the radio. He might be on a radio.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that on actual?
Maybe it's on. It could be on radio. It could also just be internet radio. It could also be. I don't know anything about his show, and I don't care to know anything about his show.
You're not an avid listener,
so
of True
I wouldn't
News?
Know. But, you know, it's clearly a podcast, right?
Sure.
So, you know, fucking what's natural about a podcast?
Yeah. Right. Well, and it, again, like you talked about, I mean, the animals engage in homosexual behaviors. Who cares? Like, it's somehow like if a fucking bonobo chimp is fucking another bonobo chimp and they both happen to be dudes, are they behaving unnaturally? How would that even work? I mean, even if you were to accept the nonsensical division between, you know, man as an animal and the other animals and decide that we're somehow apart from the other animals and so our actions sure. somehow are special and don't count, all that garbage, you still don't take into account like the like intersex and like asexual, like there's so many expressions of sexuality. It's just jib jab, dude.
It's nothing short of the fact that the devil himself has written this opinion and has gotten into the lives of people, and I suspect that perhaps Kennedy and many of those on the Supreme Court have had sodomite relations themselves.
I'm glad you suspect that. I mean, sure. This is the same guy, though, that was saying, I think that there's semen in lattes.
Right. Yeah. It's just, he just made it up. Yeah. He's just like,
or he just read it in a thing. Somebody said it once, and yeah. So now he thinks it.
Yeah. Whatever, man. I suspect Pastor Manning flies in a spaceship to
work every
day. I have
literally no proof, but I think Pastor Manning is gay.
Yeah. I'm quite certain he's gay.
Have had sodomite relations himself. You know, there was a pastor, Rick, out in Colorado, the True Life something. It's some church out there in Colorado who was preaching against sodomy, but he was having homosexual sodomy relationship with a sodomite lover every Tuesday. And this lover said, well, you can't preach anymore because I'm going to tell it. And he told everybody. I suspect that many of these justices having things done that where they have got to support this sodomy. They got to say it, otherwise they get exposed.
What is he saying? It's the cream of the blood?
What? Yeah. So what he's saying then is that they are so afraid that their gay lovers are going to come forward, you know, because of all the sex that Ginsburg's having with her gay lover, right? All these people are old.
Here's the other thing I think he fails to understand.
No, I don't even want to think about them having sex, though.
Well, let's not think about it. But if I were gay and you outed me, it wouldn't hurt me. That's the thing he's misunderstanding. It's like it would hurt him. If somebody found out that he was gay and outed him, his career, his reputation, all of that would be damaged. But if I was a Supreme Court justice that was gay, it wouldn't hurt the Supreme Court justice. The Supreme Court justice would be unaffected by that revelation, right? So what good is that blackmail? How would that blackmail work? Like, it'd be like somebody being like, if you fucking don't give me money, I'm going to tell everybody you have a Buick. You're like, nobody's going to care that I have a Buick.
Well,
fucking
not,
tell them.
Well, and that's the thing is, and imagine if you were in a position that you couldn't lose.
Right.
I mean, unless there was some crazy thing that happened, you can't, you're not going to get kicked off.
You're it.
That's
you're
it.
In.
So that's even if they found out that they were gay, you still got your job.
You're fine. It's fucking Wednesday. Go to work.
There's another clip here.
The average person in America, they have no idea the level at which we have sunk here in America. They can't even comprehend just how bad things have gotten. They just don't see it. 50 years from now, Rick.
These are those guys that are all, like, they're so many Chicken Littles.
Yeah, right.
Everybody is a Chicken Little. Oh my gosh, it's so bad. And then you look around and it's like what that savage asshole said. That somebody
airplane?
Is screaming that the airplane's going down and there's smoke in the cabin and you look at him and you say, you're crazy.
Right.
And then you look at these people when they say, oh my God, this is the worst the country's ever been. And you're like, no, you're literally crazy. Like, you're making this up. There's nothing there.
Right.
So I can see where Savage is coming from when he says they would look at me like I'm crazy. Because you're crazy.
I know.
That's
right?
Why they're saying you're crazy.
Yeah, it adds up. That adds up. Yeah. 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 That people will call you crazy when you behave crazily.
I mean, because what else has changed?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like they're saying that the world's going to hell in a handbasket, right? But and then the next breath they're like, and nobody believes it. And the thing you should immediately do is be like, well, maybe the world's not going to hell in a handbasket.
Right.
Maybe I'm just a fucking unbelievable pessimist. Maybe my worldview is colored. Maybe I'm cynical. But instead, they're looking at the world as if nobody else can see. Like, they're the only ones with fucking clear eyes or whatever.
Right.
And everybody else is walking around with blinders. These are the same kind of fucking assholes who are like, wake up, sheeple! You know,
yeah,
like,
right.
Monsanto makes you die! You know, like, okay, all right. It's that exhausting sort of, you know, sky is falling Chicken Little rhetoric,
sure.
That, but it never goes anywhere because you wake up in the morning and the sky didn't fall.
Well, and then whenever you ask for proof about any of this stuff, nobody ever has any proof.
Right. This is
And then when they look in the face of proof of certain things that are going to shit, they immediately are like, well, what? No, that's all bullshit. They made that up.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like it's the same thing. Like, you're just deciding it ahead of time. It's like the Jade Helm 15 lunatics, right? They just decided that the government's showing up to Texas to overthrow Texas.
Did you see somebody was live tweeting the invasion as a joke. It's the funniest shit ever. Just look it up. Look out for the person who is live tweeting the Jade Helm invasion. It's funny.
It's got to be amazing.
I read it. It's fucking brilliant.
I mean, aren't those people just going to be sitting there with fucking limp dicks in their hands when nothing happens and the government packs up and goes home?
All the conspiracy people probably believe it happened and that everybody's been brainwashed with their fucking like Men in Black flash thing.
Stop.
That makes you.
I can't.
People would look back at this period and say, my God, from Zion, how could a nation have fallen? How could the mighty have fallen so quickly and so far and so low?
If there's anybody still alive in the United States of America 50 years from now.
What does that even mean?
370 million people are all going to die of what? In 50 years?
Of gay.
Does anybody even still alive? Yeah. Stupid America, you stupid dead Americans. I hate you all.
Yeah, they may be all Chinese.
What? You see, Tom, Chinese is the cream of Americans.
They may all be Chinese. Sure. They all may be penguins. Yeah. You know, like, what are you?
They're all made of giraffes.
You're right about that. Thank you for the qualification.
That's right.
Thank you so very much.
This country is ripe to be overthrown. We no longer have the Lord's protection.
Stop saying that. We never had a Lord's protection. Can we stop saying that we don't have the Lord's protection?
How do you know? Even if you believed that, even if you believed that up until fucking like that 10 years ago, you believed you had the Lord's prayer. Do you have like a secret list that I don't have from God that says when these things happen, I pull off my protection? Like I'm going to fucking pull the condom off my dick and fucking squirt my fucking cream of blood all over America? Like once, like it's like that's the last straw. Fucking pulling out of this thing and fucking.
Is that a new Campbell's flavor?
It's like
cream
right
of blood
all,
soup
it, all over America's
it's
tits,
cream
man.
Cream of blood soup. It's delicious. It's condensed Campbell's condensed cream of blood. That's what it is.
All right,
yeah, sure.
All right, yeah.
You said it at the beginning. Ichabod is written on the door of this nation now. The glory of God has departed.
I can't even.
Wait, is he a headless horseman?
Ichabod is written. Oh, shit, somebody wrote Ichabod.
And so the Lord is no longer obligated to defend the United States of America. He will defend individual Christians, but he's not going to defend the country. We've turned our back on the one true God. I believe he's going to turn his back on us. And there's a great attitude adjustment coming to the United States very, very soon. And we're going to find out who is walking with the Lord and who isn't.
Who the fuck cares what you believe?
Yeah, right.
Like, it's what he just said. I believe he's going. Who fucking cares? I believe a fucking penguin's going to be president.
Right.
Great. Well, fucking your beliefs don't mean shit, dude. But somehow that's what we were talking about last week, though, with the dreams, right? It's like because this person says that they believe it, other people are like, oh, wow.
Oh, man.
Well, I believe that Rick Wiles thinks that he believes it.
Did you hear what Rick Wiles said? He thinks he believes might be almost possibly maybe true also, kind of. Whoa, there's no one going to be left. We're all going to be Chinese in 50 years.
I can't wait to be. I'm so looking forward to being Chinese in 50 years.
It'll be amazing. Like,
God, I'm going to be 90 years old. I'll be 92 in 50 years, and I'm going to be so excited to be Chinese because I'll tell you what, a 92-year-old Chinese guy looks about 70. I'm super excited. I'm stoked, baby.
I can't wait for when I order takeout, and it's just
I'm stoked.
Food.
Yeah.
You know? Hey,
I have my whole life wanted to know how to use chopsticks. My whole life. I've been fucking completely inept at using them.
They'll just learn. Like, all of a sudden, you'll wake up. You'll be like, oh, fucking, I'm Chinese.
Yeah.
It'll be like, you'll be catching fucking flies. Like
I've been wanting to write in those weird squiggle language my whole life. And that is like a dream of mine. I love Mandarin collar shirts. You have no idea. I fucking adore them.
I can't.
The very best part, when I turn 92, I will know Kung Fu.
For fuck's sake.
Fucking
Can't we just turn Chinese now?
Step aside, Jackie Chan.
And it's funny because this whole time I thought I was turning Japanese.
Yeah.
I really thought so.
I really think so. Yeah.
Want to contact the guys? Go to dissonancepod.com to get links to their Google+, Facebook, and Twitter accounts. If you want to contact them directly, send an email to dissonance.podcast@gmail.com. Or you can call and leave a message at 740-74-DOUBT. That's 740-743-6828. Do you want to support the show? Go to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/dissonancepod. Or click the link on the podcast homepage, and you can donate to the production of Cognitive Dissonance on a per-episode basis. If you can't spare any money, take a second to give us a 5-star review on iTunes or Stitcher, or spread the word about the show. We want to send a big, heartfelt glory hole to all the patrons and people who rate us. You fucking rock.
So this story comes from Huffington Post. Pat Robertson. Gays will force Christians to like anal sex, and eventually polyamory and bestiality. Awesome. Let's hear it right from Pat.
Now, this article is a little old. This article came from 4/3 of this year, and this was right after the pizza thing in Indianapolis.
Oh, it was?
Was it Indy? I don't know. It was Indiana. Some stinky place in Indiana had pizza.
It doesn't matter. So. The thing is, you don't have to differentiate towns within Indiana.
Yeah.
You can just – and I notice I say town, not city, because there is no city in Indiana.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. They're all the same mulch factory.
Yeah.
You know?
I was there this last week. This very last week. I went to Indiana.
Jesus, I'm
Indianapolis,
so sorry.
Actually. Right outside – I was right outside of Indianapolis. Smelled – like I stepped in shit. I wish I was kidding. I got out of my car and I fucking, I was like, okay, who shit their pants? It smells like the fucking subway.
The thing is that if you had actually posed that question in Indiana, everyone would have raised their hands simultaneously.
Everyone sheepishly raises their hand like, it's kind of what we do.
It's our thing. Yeah, it's what we're known for.
We poop our pants.
it's Indiana. There's literally no point in using a toilet. It doesn't even. There's no reason to segregate the shit.
Other places have like a state bird. They have a state action, and that's shitting your pants.
They actually have a state turd. It's their fanciest one every. They decorate it.
There was a group of sixth graders that decorated it, and they voted on which one they were going to have.
They have it in their parade. Yeah. They've got like the Indiana State Fair. There's a parade. There's like somebody. Somebody's got the
turd.
And they,
it's in its own little glass case.
And they raise it up and like the. You know, the Indiana State Princess is standing there, like, waving with the fucking sideways wave on the car.
Indiana State Princess.
And she's actually from an Indiana State correctional facility.
All right, so here's Pat Robertson.
Pizzas, I think, you know, you might as well keep your mouth shut. I'm not sure I would serve pizzas for a gay wedding. Well, most gays, if they're having a wedding, don't want pizzas. They want cake.
Sorry, I just love that. Cause he's just like, even Pat Robertson is like, this is a patently absurd proposition. We are talking in a world so horrifyingly abstract that Pat fucking Robertson cannot wrap his head around it.
Wait. Did you guys fucking say that about pizza places?
He's just like, do you think gay people are going to cater with
pizza? I love that he's like, just keep your mouth shut. Right. Like, he's the voice of reason.
It's the cake makers that are having the problem.
I got to save that clip. That's great.
That's great. That's awesome.
That's just great.
But let me tell you, it doesn't matter what custom you've got. It doesn't matter what holy thing that you worship and adore.
I hate how he says what. He does like the Family Guy, the fucking cool whip. Wait, say cool whip again. Cool whip. He does the what.
Yeah.
What. Like fucking nobody pronounces it like that.
Don't start with the H sound.
God. It's like fucking saying both, dude. What the fuck?
The gays are going to get it. They're going to make you conform to them. You're going to say you like anal sex.
to say I like anal sex.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's because I like anal sex, actually. No, I mean, like, I think that's why I would say it.
Yeah, it'd be like, well, you're going to have to say you like anal sex. I don't have to. You're like, no one's strong-arming me into this.
No, I mean, but I think you're probably going to, if you've had it, you're probably going to freely say you like it.
Right. Yeah. It's like, what'd you think about the anal sex? Well, fucking thing, I want to do it again right away. Wait, are you offering? Is this an offer? Are we offering?
Yeah.
You like oral sex.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Fair enough. Yeah.
Whoa, God, oh, no, the game.
You know what's so funny is like all of his listeners are like, oh, yeah, oral sex. Like shaking their head like fucking, like I don't even know. Like it's all those, it's all the women in like the fucking ankle length dresses that are listening to him.
They're put like, your mouth down there.
Touch your mouth to it. Won't your mouth get full of hair?
You like bestiality.
No, actually,
that's it. See, now that's where you went off the rails, right?
Yeah, right.
Before you had, at least we were presuming,
right.
You had consenting adults when you said anal and oral sex. Now, right. He may not have been referring to consenting adults, but all normal people automatically assume
yeah, consent.
That consent
right.
And adult is both in there.
Yeah.
So when they say, you're going to say you like anal sex and you're going to say you like oral sex, maybe not.
I'm getting t-shirts printed.
Yeah, maybe
just
not.
Just so that there's no confusion.
But I the thing is I don't think that gay people are somehow the spokespeople for anal and oral sex.
I think that gay people probably, if by the numbers, they certainly have less oral sex than heterosexual people, right? Because it's just more heterosexual people.
Sure.
And most people have oral sex. Well, that's just the thing.
Sure.
Like, that's, as far as I'm concerned, that's always on. That's like on the menu. Like that's just.
Can we just?
I mean, like I'm not ordering a la carte here. Like that's in. Like it's like, do you want fries? That motherfucker? Are you kidding me?
Did you see me?
Dude, fucking never ask me that question.
Bring me a potato farm right now.
You like anything you can think of that to whatever it is, and sooner or later you're going to have to conform your religious beliefs to the group of some aberrant thing. It won't stop at homosexuality.
No, you won't have to conform your religious beliefs at all.
Right.
Your religious beliefs are your beliefs. Here's a fucking tip. Keep them to yourself.
Well, look, if your religious belief prevents you from having fun in the bedroom, like, then just don't have fun. Like, have your kind of fun. I shouldn't even judge
right,
like that.
Sure, yeah.
Have your kind of fun. Whatever.
Fucking whatever.
Like, if you don't like oral sex,
yeah,
I
think it's
don't
icky.
Understand you
yeah,
at
no,
all.
No, it's fine if you think it's icky. It's
right.
All good.
But fine. Just then don't be like, yeah, let's not do that. And then your
fucking
partner be like, okay, great. Let's not do it.
Yeah. All of the stuff. You don't have to do literally anything.
Sure. You don't even have to have sex at all.
Yeah, you could just not have sex.
Just, it doesn't matter. What the fuck do I care?
Although,
no one is asking you to have sex. Yeah.
Well, I can't.
Because look at Pat Robertson. Who would ask him to have sex?
Could probably fuck under his cheek. It's a hanger. Come on now. There's enough room under there.
It's like fucking a side of beef.
We've got what's called polyamory. Well, what about that? Well, what about polygamy? Where you've got multiple wives.
What about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's consenting adults with all of the fucking parts that they want.
Dude, if I could convince more than one person to tolerate me, I'd be like, fucking, that's a jackpot for me.
Tough luck, dude.
Are you kidding?
Good luck with that.
I know. It's not going to happen.
No.
How can we say that one is constitutional and the other's not? And then, as you say, what's so terrible about having sex with animals? Well, that's going to come next. You watch it down the road. And
no,
we'll
it's not. That's not a consenting thing.
It's a totally different thing.
You know, when you're talking about fucking like a bunch of adults that are in a polygamous relationship, that's totally different than having sex with a fucking unwilling animal.
Right.
Hell, it's different than having sex with a willing animal.
It is a different species.
Although,
and it cannot possibly consent.
I don't understand how you get the willing. I mean, you'd really have to like.
Boy, there's a lot of drinks.
It's like that. It's like the collar from Up. You have to put that on the dog. Then,
you want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
So this story comes from dcpauls.com. Sherry Rios. God wanted women to serve food for men, not run for office. Awesome. So this is a female business owner, and she. This is her quote. I'm going to just go ahead and read from her. She said, that women aren't fit for the U.S. presidency. That's how God wanted it. And again, it's my belief in how I run my household and how I am. Like, I believe in the woman should cook the meal for the man. Like, I believe in staying home when you have your child. By no means am I saying every woman out there who doesn't want do what I want to do is a bad female, or that your daughter shouldn't aspire to be the president. If that's what she wants, that's great. Go for it. All it means is that I don't support that. That's my personal opinion. And she says, if this happens, I'm moving to Canada. There's no need for her, as she is not the right person to run for our country. Talking about Hillary. But more importantly, and this is the part that's amazing, a female shouldn't be president. Let the haters begin. But with the hormones we have, there's no way we should be able to start a war. Yes, I run my own business and I love it and I'm great at it. But that's not the same as being the president. That should be left to a man, a good, strong, honorable man.
She doesn't know, but Canada had a female prime minister.
Well, but it didn't now. It doesn't.
Also, yeah. Aren't they subjects to Queen whatever the fucking old
are lady, they still?
Queen Skeletor or whatever her name is?
I don't know. Is Canada still – do they still worship the queen or whatever?
Is it still England's purse or whatever? I don't know. I think so. Aren't they subjects to him or whatever?
I don't know. I know they've got some kind of special
Did
relationship.
Did they ever fight it out?
Maybe they're – well, no, I think maybe they just
– they just said they were sorry?
I think
– They just apologized profusely for being a state?
I think at some point England just decided it didn't want Canada anymore, you know, because who does? It's just Canada.
You know, the thing is, do I really care about their relationship?
No.
I don't care about – I don't care about anybody's relationship.
Turns out.
Let alone I don't care about England and fucking
England
Canada's,
and Canada's
relationship.
Right? It's complicated.
We are going to get so much mail about
I know.
That.
We're going to get people.
It's going to be amazing.
The best part is that we'll get mail from Canada and we'll get mail from England.
The best part is that the Canadians will say they're independent and the English people will say they're not.
Right? And they'll all be offended. Yeah. They'll all be terribly offended.
Yeah. The Canadian people will apologize for sending the email, though. They'll be like, right. I'm really sorry I'm sending this pedantic
terribly
email.
Terribly sorry. But,
I didn't mean to be pedantic.
Here's a moose.
But this is me being pedantic.
Just send an apology moose.
Here's a picture of me mounted on a moose in a red coat. Yeah.
Covered in maple syrup in the forest.
Punching a salmon.
Holding a salmon.
Reeling in a crab trap. Right. You know? Oh, those people are from Alaska. Forget it. That's not the same people. Anyway, yeah, like, you know, it's your own personal decision, I guess. But isn't she a CEO?
Yeah, well, she's saying she's got her own business. She's the CEO of Go Ape Marketing.
I hear this stuff and there's a host of reasons not to vote for Hillary.
Sure.
I think
this is not
there's a vote. There's a host of reasons. I think, you know, if you start looking at corporate backing for Hillary, you start looking at her track record for certain things that she's done. There's plenty of reasons not to.
Sure. You can not like her for legitimate political reasons.
Plenty of reasons. But to say her gender, she can't handle it, be like, fucking, doesn't Germany have like a female prime? They've had her for like a long time. And there's a bunch of women in politics that have done very well.
There are so many women world leaders.
Yeah. Good at it.
Yes.
Margaret Thatcher was, I mean, I hear she's terrible, but still she was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Australia had a female prime minister.
Yeah, they had Jodie Foster.
They did have a Jodie Foster impersonator. We are like the only, one of the few major industrialized
there is
nations
no
it's
way,
never had.
There is no way we're following a black president up with a woman president.
You
that's
don't think
not
so?
Gonna happen.
You don't
I,
think
there's
it can happen.
No way that's
But the Republican
happen.
Side is a fucking clown
it's
car.
It's a disaster,
dude.
But I have a
there's
feeling.
There's 21.
I have a hard time believing that Hillary will win the primary because I think that there will probably be somebody else who emerges from that.
It's not Bernie Sanders, though.
I don't know. Maybe not. Probably not, actually, but.
Yeah, I think Hillary takes the primary easily, and I think she'll win the general too. I think she'll be our next president.
You think so?
I do. I would be flabbergasted if that didn't happen.
There will be literally no Republicans left because they will all have flown to Canada.
They'll die. They'll die on the spot. It will be amazing.
Yeah,
it will be fucking straight amazing. They'll just go to Canada. Canada will be like, you can't.
There's a lot of
Canada's got to fucking build a wall to keep Republicans out.
I think that some of the Republicans might have a swinging chance, though. There's a couple of them in there that are signing, kind of scary.
Jeb Bush has a chance at it.
You know, Walker just threw his hat into the ring.
I think he's too extreme. I think he's too. I can't see. I don't know, man.
Paul?
No, I don't see that either. I don't see that either. I think the only Republican candidate that's got a shot is Jeb. And Jeb's had some fucking faux pas recently that I think, you know, he had one.
You're never going to get, there's a large swath of people, though, that will never vote for Hillary in the general. They're just never, ever, ever. And there's a lot of people, I think, even on the Democrat side that won't vote for her.
She polls very, very well with the Democrats, though.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't think so. There's a lot of people that really don't like her.
Do you think they would just sit it out if she was in the primary? Because they're not going to vote. Democrats are not going to vote Republican.
Yeah.
They're going to vote lesser.
I've voted in the Republican primary before because I voted for the funniest candidate. I do that on occasion. I'll just because you have to choose in Illinois.
Right, yeah.
You can't go and vote for the Republican and the Democrat.
Yeah.
But then once they get your name as a Republican, then they start sending you crazy flyers in the mail. And I get NRA shit.
Oh.
And I get fucking like independent weird votes and shit all the time. They send me stuff. So it's going to be really funny because I'll probably do it again. Because most of the time I don't care about the – because if it's between, say, Bernie Sanders and her, I really don't care that much. You know what I mean? I guess part of me thinks, you know, it depends on who Sanders is thinking about. But, you know, maybe Sanders.
Yeah, I would vote. I would vote for Bernie Sanders.
I looked at my who I side with. There's a website called isidewith.com, I think it is, or something. And I sided with him way more than I sided with Hillary.
Sure, I would vote for Bernie Sanders. I would vote for Bernie Sanders both in a primary and in a general election.
Yeah,
so absolutely.
It depends. Maybe depending on how she starts doing in the states, because we're late.
Yeah.
Our primaries are normally pretty late.
But Bernie Sanders has no chance. I mean, it's no chance. I don't think he has any chance of upsetting Hillary at all. I think she'll fucking walk all over.
The internet loves him, but the internet loved Ron Paul too. And the internet,
okay,
well, the internet can love you all you want,
right?
But if it doesn't put fucking voters out there, you know, you could have the very best platform, but if you don't have voters that are going to vote for you, you're never going to.
I think Barry Sanders would get chewed alive in the general election. He's a socialist.
I think you're right. I agree with you.
Eaten alive. It'd be like, like a little bloody Bernie Sanders bits everywhere.
I look back to the Ron Paul stuff, and there was so many people.
Yeah.
You know, look at what Reddit was doing back then when Ron Paul was running.
Yep.
He was so big on there. I mean, everything was front page with Ron Paul. It didn't matter what Ron Paul did. Ron Paul took a shit today. That was front page on Reddit. And Reddit has, you know, millions of, even back then had millions of views a month. But that does not include enough votes to get somebody passed. And it also doesn't cure people of their voting apathy, right? You could forward a thing or upvote a thing on Reddit that says, like, I like Ron Paul or I like what he had to say. Doesn't necessarily translate into a vote in the polls.
No, very much doesn't translate into a vote in the polls. Absolutely not. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, I think he's popular with the crowd that matters the least in terms of putting butts in seats, in the general. So,
yeah, I tend to think that Rand Paul has a chance, though. I've heard him speak and I've seen sort of the stuff, and he seems not to be doing anything super stupid. And so that seems to be, I think that's your safe way in.
I'm not sure he's got the celebrity power that's needed, really. Because the thing is, like, I was looking at a map of the states, and the Democrats have a numerical advantage on the election cycle map. They start off, like, because there's certain states you could just give to the Democratic side every time. Like, so if you take the states and you just say, okay, if I give all the Democrat states to the Democrats, I give all the Republican states to the Republican, you're really only looking at the swing states or the states that matter. And the Democrats start with such a massive advantage right now. It's going to be very hard for a Republican to win.
Like, there's a huge swath of people that are so pissed off at Obama that are just never going to. I mean, I don't know. Like, I just.
You feel like they're never going to vote Democrat again, though?
No, I feel like in this next election, they're not going to. I think we swing a lot. You know, we get two and then we swing, and then we get two and then we swing, and then we get two and then we swing. I mean, look at what happened. You're looking at Reagan.
Right.
Then there was a Bush in there. He's kind of an anomaly. Then there was two for Clinton.
Right.
Then Clinton goes, two for Bush. Bush goes, two for Obama. Obama goes,
probably going to be two for the I think
you think it's going to be a Republican that takes this?
I think, you know, I don't think that that's out of the realm of possibility.
Oh man. I think the Democrats will take it. I think they've got the numbers on their side. And I think the Republican they're fielding a clown car, goofballs.
No, I mean, I think they're all goofballs. I will say that. I mean, I'll agree.
Goofballs, man.
But that does not deter Republican voters. So that's going to wrap it up for this week. We want to mention that we were on Atheistically Speaking with Thomas. He had us on to come talk what we thought was going to talk about sort of witch hunts in the electronic world turned into a talk about Serial. So if you're interested in Serial and you like the podcast Serial and you wanted to hear three goobers talk about Serial for a little while, you could check out Thomas's latest episode on Atheistically Speaking. Rest assured, his next episode should have us talking about the internet witch hunts that we were having a conversation, that we initially had the plans to have a conversation about. But as usual, when Tom and I start talking, we sort of veer off track all the time. But it was a lot of fun, and we want to thank Thomas from Atheistically Speaking for having us on. We also hope to have Heath Enright and No Illusions from The Scathing Atheist and The Skeptocrat on this next week. We don't know if that's going to go through. We're scheduled right now, but in the podcasting community, sometimes scheduling does not mean a thing happens, although those guys are pretty tight with their scheduling. So we're hoping, we're pretty sure it's going to go through, and it should be a great time. We're really going to test the explicit tag, and that should be out next week. But until then, we're going to leave you, like we always do, with The Skeptic's Creed.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician, double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo quasi alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized, stereogram, pyramidal, free energy healing, water downward spiral, brain dead pan, sales pitch, late night info docutainment. Leo, Pisces, cancer cures, detox, reflex, foot massage, death and towers, tarot cards, psychic healing, crystal balls, Bigfoot, Yeti, aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards, vaccine nuts, shaman healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. Expose your sides. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
The opinions and views expressed in this show are that of the hosts only. Our poorly formed and expressed notions do not represent those of our wives, employers, friends, families, or of the local dairy council.